and Chief of Staff Stephen Allen joining us live over the phone this morning. Stephen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your time as always and updating us what's happening in Lincoln County and with the commission. A couple of things to bring up, Commissioner Stephen, and there's been a lot of discussion around the community, especially in the Star Valley, Northern Lincoln County area, regarding the Loaded Your Bike race. And I know the commission's had some public comments made on this, too. If you could maybe summarize what the commission's discussed and what their thoughts are on that bike race.
Well, the commission obviously concerned about the growth that this Latoya has done as far as how many riders and so on and the impact on the community. And they certainly want to support tourism and bringing those wonderful events to the community. Based on this last incident, however, they've directed me to call Mr. Brett Chambers, who's the organizer, and follow up and help to identify areas to improve communication. It appears that EMS and other agencies didn't communicate as well following the incident, and maybe there's some areas for improvement there. I think one of the positive things, I spoke with the sheriff, and of course you've heard the sheriff on your radio before, and as he states, you know, they provide a number for everyone to call if participants who are going outside their approved conduct, and they can be disqualified. So as we identify the bad players that are participating, then I think one of the things to support Mr. Chambers with is promote that number so people know who to call as they identify bad actors and keep it well within line. And I would encourage folks to call Brett Chambers himself. His number is 801-389-5008. And let them know what they feel and what their concerns are so he can kind of get a tally of the key concerns and see what he can do to improve his event. So, again, that's Brett Chambers at 801-389-5008.
Excellent. I appreciate that. And he's obviously one of the race organizers then, Mr. Chambers?
That's my understanding. That is who's also listed on the website.
Okay. Stephen Allen, Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff on the weekday wake up this morning. Stephen, I realize this is maybe more in just the early conversation stages. I'm not sure if this is an official proposal or just an idea that's been floated. But a number of years ago, we know the circuit court was moved from the county office building in Kemmer over to the Justice Center. And I understand there's been some sort of discussion to do the same with the district court so that everything would be housed in the Justice Center. Can you give us an update on that and where that stands?
Sure. As everybody remembers, the initial plans did include the district court to be out there at the Justice Center with the circuit court. And when those initial plans were done, we only had a part-time district judge. And now that we have a full-time district judge and there's more concerns with the increase in felony arrests in the county, there's a huge need to consider here. Additionally, the state requires the county to provide a safe and compliant court for the district judge. And all we're currently doing is working with CERC to develop possible solutions to how do we achieve this requirement. And the district court itself has concerns currently of safety. We have ADA compliance issues in the old courthouse and, of course, spacing to conduct, you know, effective trials. So that's what's caused us to relook at it. You know, the state's directives, the fact that we know we're not ADA compliant in the old courthouse, and number two, with the increase in the felony arrest and jury trials that we're having to have, is all kind of saying, let's take a look at this, see what the impact is, and then make a decision.
What have been some of the pros and cons of potentially moving the district court so far that you found?
Unfortunately, the con always is, you know, how do you take the district court out of the wonderful historic courthouse that we have? But as the request for the county for additional services and things like that happen, we're going to need more space in the courthouse anyway. Obviously, the pros are that we need to meet these ADA requirements and the spacing for juries. And, I mean, unfortunately, where the jury goes to the restroom is a 1930s toilet. And I don't even think the restroom is a 5x5. So, you know, I don't think anybody wants to serve on a jury and have to sit right next to the jury room and be embarrassed in that regard. So there are a lot of the pros are really the functional and facility itself and what we need to do to upgrade for the current judge. So.
Sure. Sure. So if this were to move forward and take place, I'm assuming this would require an expansion onto the Justice Center, correct?
That is the most logical place that we're initially looking at, because we already have some good facilities there, the location of the jail, et cetera, as far as moving the prisoners to from the jail cell to the courtroom and back safely.
Chief of Staff Stephen Allen with the Lincoln County Commission this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Allen, another item of business, and I know this doesn't necessarily go through the commission, but it does have a Lincoln County impact, and so I would like to bring up the proposal that the town of Alpine is currently working on to what some residents are hoping would be a charter school come to the Alpine community. What's been going on the county side of this as the town of Alpine's worked through this process?
Let me just first say, Duke, you sure know how to pick the hardest subjects, don't you, to talk about first thing on a Monday morning of all things.
Oh, so, I got you, man.
the charter school, we feel that this is the Alpine's best chance at achieving a local school for the foreseeable future. Alpine's already designated land for a school in their master plan. This is really a good concept for the children and families of Alpine, especially for their safety and quality of life. They are currently in competition with Cody. Cody wants to advocate a virtual school, but this would be the lone charter school allowed by the state in western Wyoming. As you know, there's a moratorium on charter schools in the state, and Senator Dockstetter was very good working for us down in the legislature last year to get the allowable one in western Wyoming to come into play. So we wish, you know, we think Alpine and the charter school is a great fit, and we really look forward to that coming together.
Well, Stephen, as always, appreciate your time, your insight on these topics. What else is happening in the county that you might want to bring up this morning?
Well, you did mention you wanted to talk about the transportation plan. We're doing some great things. I think SBI did a great coverage on it when we had all the groups up in Afton discussing it. This master plan is going to include all the BLM and Forest Service trails, and we'll combine it with the RAISE grant we received in southern Lincoln County to look at railroad. So a lot of this is about understanding highway traffic patterns, and some good information's already come out of this as far as identifying how tourism impacts the county. We recognized with the traffic patterns that tourism really affects upper and lower valleys during the weekdays. So you get a lot of that tourist flow Monday through Friday on their way to and from Yellowstone and other areas. And down here, we get the weekend flow. So Southern Lincoln County gets all of the weekenders that come up to Big Springs and Commissary Ridge and all of those things. So how we focus on tourism and enhancing the ability to grab sales tax and lodging from those tourists really is a key indicator. We're also currently doing an aerial review of the whole county that will help to identify all the trails. And this should be completed by January. This data is going to be made available to the public next year on our website. So we think that's going to help a lot for people to facilitate and use the public lands and the forest more effectively as they have better information. The purpose of the whole master plan, obviously, is for us to prioritize the transportation needs and develop a project list for infrastructure improvement as well. So a lot of good things are going to come out of this, and we should have it wrapped up by next summer. So with that and the aerial reviews, and it's really brought a lot of good groups together to say, how can we facilitate better infrastructure for the movement of tourists and workers, especially from the upper valley, lower valley, down to South Lincoln County, where a lot of the industrial jobs are going to be over the next 5 years. So a lot of good foresight going into this transportation plan.
It's Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff Stephen Allen on the Weekday Wake Up. Stephen, thank you so much. Anything else?
Just that we're busy as can be. We have Waco this week in Rock Springs for the Wyoming Association of County Officials. We have industrial siting for Pacific Soda. We'll be discussing an MOU with Sweetwater and Uinta County on Friday. We have the Uinta Energy Basin meeting this week as well. And then, of course, we have working with Kemmer and State Lands Investment Board sometime this week as well, getting ready for October 3rd and securing some money to help infrastructure development in Kemmer and bring 900 apartments, hopefully, to the location to help temporary and full-time workers.
900 apartments to just Kemmer, or is that a regional, not total?
That's Kemmer.
Wow. That's a lot of that's a lot going on. Maybe you are really busy, like you said, Stephen. Maybe you are.
No, I certainly think the county's getting their money's worth out of me. That's what I hope.
That's Stephen Allen, Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission. Stephen, appreciate the updates. Thank you so much.